This is Algorithm, a weekly radio play written by Elisa Zulina, produced by the Floor 5 Theater Company. To learn more or to donate, please visit floor5theater.com.
The year is 2100. The impressive achievements of data science have secured economic prosperity and full employment for all. The education reforms of the last 20 years and the universal test have made it possible for everyone to identify their strengths and choose the right career path from an early age. Expanded data mining now ensures that everyone can find their soulmates as quickly and efficiently as possible. No more wasted time or missed connections. Please join us today for a tour of our facilities. Here we are, outside the test prep center. It's lunch break. Mamie and Luke, both 17 years old, sit at a distance from each other. Luke is snapping his wristband. Nothing to worry about. He does this when he gets nervous. He takes a bottle of water and a tiny, bright capsule out of his lunch bag. That's the one-in-all capsule developed for maximum nutrition efficiency. Mamie watches Luke swallow it. She then slowly takes a pear out of her bag, bites into it, and starts to chew. Luke is shocked and amazed. He's never seen anything like it. Mamie notices Luke staring at her.
What?
Nothing.
What's she looking at?
Nothing, sorry.
Never seen a pear before?
Of course I have.
In real life? Ever seen one in real life?
Where did you find it?
Mom's garden. My mom's got a garden.
Are you in a cult?
That's like not a thing.
I've heard of organic cults.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
And what do they do in these organic cults?
I don't know, it's like for weirdos who eat, like, fruit. Yeah, like, kids whose parents weren't paired up by the algorithm.
Organic relationships are not illegal, it's a free country.
Yeah, but they're dumb. Like, why would you choose someone organically if the algorithm can match you with someone who's at least 96% compatible with you? At least then you have a 73% chance of things working out, you know?
Where are you getting your stats from?
The algorithm? You're not scared to eat before practice?
Nope.
What if you get indigestion?
From a pear?
Yeah.
I bet you don't even know what's inside those capsules.
All the nutrients.
Says who?
The algorithm.
Please, come inside the test prep center. Luke and Mamie are seated in the front row next to each other. They are taking a practice test. Luke is anxiously trying to answer all the questions in time. Mamie's hands are moving fluidly across the paper. She is drawing. In a panic, Luke snaps the lead of his pencil. Mamie looks over and rolls a pencil on the ground to Luke. He quickly grabs it, only to hear...
Stop!
Put your pencils down, close your test booklet, and look up at me. It has come to our attention that we have an issue of compromised academic integrity. Row 1, desk 4, please stand up. Please state your name and ID number.
Luke Eldridge, ID number 708504B14.
Row 1, desk 5, please stand up. Please state your name and ID number.
Mamie Lawrence, ID number 158660L28.
Mr. Eldridge, does the pencil in your hand belong to you? It's not easy to tell a lie, Mr. Eldridge, is it?
That's his pencil. He just dropped it and I picked it up.
Miss Lawrence, were you spoken to?
You mean, like, as in right now? Yeah, I think you're speaking to me.
Miss Lawrence, do you think passing a pencil during the test is an efficient use of your time?
Probably not.
Probably?
No. The correct answer is no. Satisfied?
Mr. Eldridge, was it right to take advantage of Miss Lawrence's self-sabotage instead of reporting it immediately?
No.
Are we correct in assuming that you were simply concerned with efficiency when you picked up that pencil? That you didn't have time to think about the consequences?
Yes. I'm very, very sorry. It won't happen again.
Are you sure?
Yes. Please don't recall me. Please!
This is your first warning, both of you. Mr. Eldridge and Miss Lawrence, you may now sit down. This is a reminder to all of you that you are preparing for the most important test of your life. We will now resume section 2. Please open your test booklets and...
And here is the playground, tucked away behind the test prep center. It's a spot popular among students during recess. Oh, and here's Mamie and Luke. Mamie is sitting under her favorite tree, examining the contents of her lunch bag. Luke walks up to her, and after a deep breath...
Hey, thanks, and sorry if I got you in...
No biggie.
Why did you do it?
You mean when I...
Yeah.
It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I wasn't really thinking.
I know, right? It's so hard to think under a time constraint.
Yeah. Sorry if you thought there was some greater reason for my recklessness.
No, of course not. I just didn't understand it at first, but now I do. Thank you anyway. I still don't get why they make us use pencils. It's so... so antiquated, you know? Why can't we just do it on a computer? Like, in real life?
That gives cyber terrorists an unfair advantage. They could hack the algorithm and program a glitch that would shut everything down. Duh.
But there haven't been any breakdowns in our lifetime. The algorithm is perfect.
Mamie pulls out a number 2 pencil from her pocket and shows it to Luke.
If it's so perfect, why make us use number 2 pencils? What's it worried about?
I'm sure there's a reason. The algorithm knows best.
Wow, you're so... what's the word? Zealous.
So?
You don't know what that means, do you?
Means devout.
Or passionate.
Oh. Cool. Yeah, I knew that.
Better get on those vocab flashcards. Why do you keep snapping your wristband? Cut it out.
Sorry, I do that when I get...
You gotta sit down or beat it. You look real creepy standing there like that.
Sorry. That was a tough one, huh?
Meh.
How do you think you did?
Probably terribly.
Guess everyone has their bad days. Hope I don't have a bad day on. What's your best score?
I don't know, like 20,000 or something.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be.
But that's 40,000 below the national average.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not scared?
Of?
Like, not passing?
I'm not scared. I mean, I know I won't pass.
So you gonna quit?
No.
Wow. I'd definitely drop out if I knew I was gonna fail, and I'd enjoy every day till... Like Doug. Doug's my best friend. Haven't seen him in a while, though. Doug joined this gang where they do a ton of snow crash. It's this drug that...
I know what it is.
You've tried it?
Couple times, yeah.
Yeah, so you know.
Hmm?
Like, the way it makes you feel and shit? You feel like you've had experiences worth 100 years all packed into a few hours. And you want to hug everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nothing. Guess people have different reactions to it.
So, if you're not gonna quit, what's your study plan?
Study plan? Oh, I just bubble in the answers randomly. Sometimes I draw in the margins or like doodle or whatever.
And you've never gotten into trouble for it?
No. Not yet. Weird, right?
Yeah. But why do you...
I want to see what happens.
You know what happens. I'm surprised you haven't
yet. Yeah, you think the pencil thing would have pissed the algorithm off.
Yeah.
Maybe it likes you.
Me?
Yeah. Why else?
Maybe the algorithm sees how I can help you pass the test. Like, I can help you study to reach your optimal level.
Are you asking me to come over to study?
No. Wait, what? No, why would you think I...
You intimated it.
I what?
Intimated. Do you know the word?
No, I know. You're saying it all weird.
I'm using it as a verb. Means to say something without really saying it. Like, subtext? Like, you know, what's below the surface?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, now you do. What's your verbal score?
The algorithm doesn't need walking dictionaries. It already has all the words. I'm focusing on the hard sciences, math, and window tinting.
Solid.
So you're just here to hang out and get into trouble?
Well, and because of Mom. She thinks I have a chance.
Maybe you do.
I'm her only child. Of course she thinks that.
She must love you a ton. I mean, she can always have another baby.
She can't. Doctor said so.
She could buy a new one.
Can't afford it.
You ever considered the beauty sector?
I didn't qualify.
For real?
They already had plenty of my type.
Bummer.
Whatever. The beauty sector gives you a small lifetime value.
You never know. They need aging models too for, like, I don't know, detergent commercials or library brochures. Dad knew a woman who remained useful till she was 55.
They make flawless machines now. So beautiful. How can humans compete?
Yeah, but like, some high-end designers actually prefer human imperfections. Pretty cool, right?
I guess. I feel bad for them.
Designers?
No, machines.
Why? They take so many of the jobs.
The things they're made to do?
Yeah, so we don't have to.
Ever wonder how they feel about...
Machines don't feel anything, that's the whole point. They don't have any emotions.
Yeah, okay. And what are emotions?
That's like a very big question. Do you think it'll be on the test?
No.
'Cause I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I don't really know how to answer anything, so...
You've still got plenty of time before the actual test. Almost a whole year. I bet they still haven't tested the subjects you're good at.
I'm not good at anything.
Don't say that.
It's true. I'm useless.
Come on, everyone's good at something.
Oh yeah? And what about the millions who won't make it?
Spencer says we shouldn't think about them. Spencer says keep your eye on the ball.
Who's Spencer?
My tutor.
Fancy.
Maybe you'll qualify as a creative. That happens.
You're sure that's not, like, a myth?
A myth? Why would you say that?
Well, no one knows how they test for it, and everyone thinks they might be a creative. Sounds like a big fat lie to me.
Why would they lie to us?
To keep the hope up.
Will Mamie and Luke pass the universal test? Why is Mamie so suspicious of the algorithm? Stay with us, and you'll find out more in the next episode as we continue our tour.
This was Algorithm, the radio drama written by Elisa Zulina. Produced by Floor 5 Theater Company. The cast: Luke, Jesse Aftel, Mamie, Chris Bramson, The Custodian, Andy Lemus, sound engineer, Jaleesa Gilbert, original music, David Sachs, sound effects, BBC Sound Effects, Free Sound, and Muse Open, directed and co-produced by Noemi Sharog, narrated and co-produced by Akili Brown, introduced and co-produced by Ellen Coe. This episode was made possible by our generous donors and by you, our listeners. If you'd like to learn more about the cast or to donate, please visit floor5theater.com.